You know, he's got experience. He's got a sphere of experience that none of the rest of us have.
That was a sphere, not a fear.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a fear of experience.
Yeah.
No experience for me, please.
Experiencing anything.
Is there ever possible that I could say anything without you guys interrupting?
No.
I just didn't want there to be any confusion,
Steve. I hope that this part is not edited out because I want the people of Piney Ridge Church to understand what I deal with on a weekly basis.
Welcome to the Piney Pastors Podcast, the elders meeting after show where we hang out to discuss theology and issues relevant to covenant members at Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri. It's like a Bible study, covenant members gathering, elders hangout, and talk show all wrapped up into one. And it's all about making disciples of Jesus Christ. So grab another cup of coffee and let's get started.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Piney Pastors Podcast. Mm-hmm. My name is Nathan Smith. To my right is Brian DeLay.
And to Brian's right is me, Jason Myers.
And smack dab in the middle of all these guys is Steve Hopped.
Wait a minute. Brian didn't say anything, and the point of doing this is so that we can connect a...
Just speak for me.
...voice with a name.
Just trust us. Brian's
if
here.
If Brian were to speak right now, he would say...
He would say...
Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm What's Brian DeLay.
Oh, hey, Brian. Nice. Good to hear from you. And as it so happens, today we are going to be talking. This is all about Brian.
Yes. We're going to talk
about
Brian.
Brian and learning more about him, as some of you may not be familiar with Brian, who has been serving faithfully as a pastor, one of your pastors, if you're a covenant member at Piney Ridge Church. And so we want to take the opportunity to get to know Brian a little bit better today. So Jason, would you help us to get to know Brian?
Yes. First question I would like to ask you, Brian, is who would win? Superman or the Incredible Hulk? Now think carefully. This matters.
I would say Superman.
Okay, why?
Because he can fly. And Hulk just kind of hulks around.
Glumps around.
He glumps around.
Glump is a good word. The glumpy Hulk. Okay. Well, now that we have the important questions out of the way, tell us some facts about you, because facts are exciting.
Well, I'm 6 foot tall.
Facts.
Straight up. I'm an Aquarius.
That's good. So maybe some facts about your family life.
My family life. So my wife, Kirsten, and I have been married for coming up on 26 years, and we have 5 kids ranging in age from 23 down to 3. So we kind of have them spread out. Our youngest two, we have adopted from China over the last 2 or 3 years. And we lived in the St. Louis area since 1997.
With a break.
We call it home with a 2-year break. Actually, a 2-year break in Philadelphia and a 2-year break in China. And so, those are the basic facts about Brian.
How tall are all your family members?
Facts of Brian.
And shorter than I am. Okay. Well, except for Dawson. He's actually taller than I am.
You look up to your son.
He's my 19-year-old.
That's what you're trying to say.
I look up to my son, yeah.
You think Braden's going to pass you too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I won't give this away, but last time you almost messed this one up, so I'm going to give you a chance to think about it. Ready? Who has influenced you most in your life and why?
Oh, by far my wife, Kirsten.
Well done.
She's not going to understand the laughing. She's going to go, why is that funny?
Why are you laughing, Brian? Yes. And so second only to Kirsten, I've been influenced by R.C. Sproul quite a lot. I think I shared last week that about 15 years ago, Kirsten and I came to the conclusion that if someone were to ask us what we believed and why we believed it, we would not have been able to give a good, solid biblical answer, even though we had been in church our entire lives.
Not that you didn't believe, but the articulation of that or defense of that.
Right, right. Okay. Most of the teaching that we had been under up to that point had been heavy on application, with, I would say, very little biblical foundation to it. And that really bothered us. In fact, we went through a period of time of just searching. We ended up visiting several different churches. It was about that time that we moved to Philadelphia and found a church there that the pastor in particular just spent more time in Scripture, trying to teach theology and then how we live in light of that, what our perspectives on life should be in light of that. And that was very refreshing. It was around that time that I started listening to R.C. Sproul and started loving theology and having some discussions with some friends of mine around that time. There were some who said that, well, theology is dry and dead, you know, it's just love Jesus. But I was finding that the more I learned about him, the more I was falling in love with him. Mm-hmm. And so my love of theology has resulted in a much deeper love of Christ and a growing faith. And R.C. Sproul had a lot to do with that.
That's good. You were the first to be the first person to be approved as an elder at Piney Ridge Church back in 2011, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And then that's when you went to China. So you weren't appointed then. You came back and you've been an elder since when? What was that?
That would have been November of 2014.
Yes.
Yeah.
2014. So, but since, just like Steve, Nathan talked about for the last podcast, Brian is not paid by Piney Ridge Church. Your day job is?
I am an airline pilot.
That pays the bills.
By day, yes. I tell people that that is how I do fundraising for ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm really a full-time pastor, but I get paid by the airline.
So, that being the case, that you don't have full-time flexibility, but sometimes full-time responsibilities at Piney Ridge Church, what would you say is maybe most difficult or challenging aspect of your ministry?
Yeah, it's really my schedule. Because being a pilot, my schedule is very inconsistent. It varies week to week, month to month. I typically bid reserve rather than a regular schedule, which is sort of like being on call. So there are a certain number of days out of the month where I'm on call. The company can call to go fly. And so very often I'll be on call on a Sunday. Now I might be here because I haven't been called out for a trip, but it's difficult to commit to serving in different ways on a consistent basis.
Yeah. So like if you were to be asked to preach that week, which we would love, but if you're on call, on reserve, in the middle of a sermon, right before it, you'd have to be called out.
Right.
Someone would have to be an understudy.
Somebody would have to step up and, preach for me, finish for me. So yeah, that's probably the most frustrating, is just dealing with the inconsistencies, whether it's serving on a Sunday morning or whether it is having oversight of Piney families. Sometimes that inconsistency can lead to frustrations. I do have a lot of flexibility in my job, more so than most people do with a full-time job. And even when I am on the road, I'm often in my hotel room on my computer doing things for the church. So while my schedule can be frustrating, the inconsistency frustrating, there are also a lot of benefits to it, and that is a lot more flexibility.
So being a pastor now for a few years and being a part of and seeing different pastors at different churches, what would be some advice you would give to anybody thinking about becoming a pastor, or any general good advice for pastors? What would you say would be one of the first things you would give?
Yeah, one of the first things would be in scripture reading. I have found being a pastor that so often my scripture reading is often for a project that I'm working on, or if I'm preparing to preach or preparing to write Piney family notes. And the more I do that, the less time I spend just saturating my own heart and life with scripture for my own growth. And I think that is so important, that if you're just studying scripture because you are
Because somebody else needs it.
Because somebody else needs it, yeah, in order to prepare to teach somebody else. I think you miss out on the devotional aspect of that, and just applying that scripture to your own life. Again, just saturating your own life and your heart with it. And so making time to do that is the first piece of advice I would give.
Amen.
Also, I think it can be very easy to fall into the trap as a pastor of leading the organization of the church and all that entails, mm-hmm. and forgetting that we are called to be shepherds of people. Mm-hmm. And so it's very easy to fall into the trap of, you know, I'm here to operate the church, to run the church. And sometimes that's administrative duties. Sometimes that's, again, writing for a sermon or some Piney Family
editing
notes.
Editing a podcast.
Or, yeah, getting so caught up in those things that we forget that our first calling is to shepherd Christ's people. And
not that those things aren't in a way of shepherding as much as maybe there's shepherding the flock that is, you know, like the podcast or the sermon or whatever is for a group of people. But then there's also the smaller group and the individual shepherding of people just with, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So not forgetting that all of the people that we're reaching through this podcast or through Piney Family Teaching Notes or through a sermon, they're not just a faceless crowd, mm-hmm. that there are individual hearts that we're dealing with, and remembering that we're called to shepherd them.
That's good. Well, Nathan, Steve, what would be maybe one or so things that you would say has been most encouraging to you in knowing Brian and having him be a fellow pastor elder alongside you?
Some of the things that you have just mentioned that you do with little or no recognition or praise or even thanks for at times, serving in ways you'll spend a good 18 hours editing this podcast to make it palatable for anyone to listen to, hopefully not that long, but even just thinking through ways that we can better equip and serve our people, you do that. And one of the things that came to your mind and was on your heart was to do a podcast, and being willing to put that idea out there, even though I'm sure you had some idea that it would be on you to make it happen. So even, you know, getting it up on the website, editing it every week and all those things, that was something that Brian had on his heart and executed and does a lot of things like that, just sees things that need to be done, has the skills that God has blessed him with, and uses his time wisely and stewards it well to serve the church. And a lot of those things, like I said, are things that people really wouldn't be aware of, except for I'm going to name a couple of them right now. One, well, you just mentioned the Piney Family Notes. The Piney Family leaders receive those notes from Brian. Some of us use them, you know, pretty much right off the page. They're great. Others try to kind of tweak them according to our personality in our group. But Brian gives us a base to teach from every time. And Brian does things like create slides, announcement slides, so that people can stay informed about what's going on. The posters that are in the bathrooms, Brian.
Or advent videos.
Design those, yeah, some event videos and things. Brian does a lot of those things, and just has a heart to serve in any way that he can is really what it boils down to. That is an encouragement and admonition to me that we are, I think Romans 12 is where Paul says that we should be willing to give ourselves to basically menial tasks, to lowly tasks, and to be willing to be servants in whatever way that means. And Brian consistently does that and shows his heart for Jesus, his heart for the church.
Amen. Yes. Mm-hmm. Brian has mad skills. He's got skills in a lot of areas that I don't have. So mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I appreciate a couple things, at least two things about Brian.
One is that
he's got experience. He's got a sphere of experience that none of the rest of us have.
That was a sphere, not a fear.
Yeah.
He doesn't have fear of experience.
Yeah.
No experience for me, please.
Experiencing anything.
Is there ever possible that I could say anything without you guys interrupting?
No.
I just didn't want there to be any confusion, Steve.
I hope that this part is not edited out, because I want the people of Piney Ridge Church to understand what I deal with on a weekly basis.
Just want people to know that Brian is not afraid of experiences. You're talking about a round thing, right?
Yes.
Sphere.
Three-dimensional. Mm-hmm. Yes. The set of all points in space that are equidistant from a fixed point.
Did we mention that Steve was a math teacher?
Anyway, but anyway, Brian has a wealth of experience from the as an executive with TWA, and so from the corporate world, he brings a lot of experience and a way of looking at things and a way of think about things that I personally don't. And I value that a great deal, and I rely on it a great deal. But I think the thing that that I think about when I think of Brian DeLay is the genuineness, the integrity with which he lives his life, the intentionality that he uses in leading his family, and he thinks through how to shepherd his children, and I appreciate that so much about Brian. I know that he's a person, a friend that I can rely on to if I have a question, if I'm trying to make a decision, that Brian would be one of my go-to people. Mm-hmm. That he would think through and he would see through things maybe in a way different than I do, and mm-hmm. and give me sound advice.
Those are the only two things that Steve likes about Brian. just kidding. No, I would agree with all that. And yeah, I think of whenever I think of Brian, I think of stability and thinking about, I've been privileged. He was kind enough to ask me to write some recommendation letters for when they were adopting, working through the adoption process for their two youngest. And which just being able to reflect during those times of writing, thinking that Brian is above reproach. He is respectable and has the stability of, as Steve said, integrity, and even a great deal of humility and a lot of skillfulness and talent and knowledge. And in every area of life, in work, in home, you know, marriage, family, and at church. And so, yeah, I think there's an integrity to all of your life, and been blessed by your wisdom and your helpfulness and your work ethic, again, just as being able to work hard and do things with excellence, as Nathan said, but without the need, or at least from our perspective, the desire, calling for attention, recognition of it. And I think the church has been blessed by you, and we have been as elders blessed by you, Brian, in Amen. Many ways that mm-hmm. most people will never know. But to God be the glory for that. So appreciate you. And
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We have a new podcast each week, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes. For more information about Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri, visit us online at pineyridgechurch.org. That's P-E-I-N-E, ridgechurch.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Piney Ridge. That's all for today. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.